סוגי וחנקה, מסכת שבת, דף כ"ה עמוד א', מחויקס, אפילו חסדה, אם קפסה זוק כלו, קפסה אין זוק כלו. When you write in the chanukah, when you write in the chanukah, according to Afuna, the din is kafsa zakakla. In case it goes out, the fire goes out before the zman v'alak is in the chanukah, we're going to go through a little bit soon when it starts, but basically the Braisa says it starts mishatishka chama, from shkiyas chama, and it goes, it should be lit until achetich l'regal munashok, until people are not in the street anymore, until the time people are in the street. So the Rishonim say, the riff and the rush, they both say that this year is be'erech ha-chatzi shah, be'erech a half an hour. So you're supposed to light the Ner Chanukah for be'erech a half an hour. So what happens if it goes out in the middle? So that's the machlokes. So according to Rav Huna, you have to light it again. According to Rav Chisda, kafsa ein zakak lo. If it goes out, you don't have to light it again. That's the halacha. And the Beis Halevi in Chumash has a whole section of Lishma and Chanukah. It's put that you have to pass the Yigash, a whole little section. He starts off, he says that he sees in this Medina where he was, that the minhag was to learn the sugi of Chanukah, these three black amar during Chanukah. So he did it also, he also learned the three black amar during Chanukah, and he wrote his chalishim. And in those chalishim on Chanukah, the Beislevi Yisakasha, there's a gemara right there, Achav Gimel, the gemara says, Amar Funa, Chatzah sheish habez pesachim, a chatzah that has two doors on two sides of the chatzah. In terms of the gemara, there's the light by the door of the chatzah, not by the door of the house, but but a chatzah that has two doors, or a house that has two doors, one in the front, the Gemara says the halacha is you have to light on both sides. And the reason is because the Gemara says, Zin v'machafi b'hai v'lay v'machafi b'hai. Sometimes people will pass by one side of the house, and they're not going to pass by the side of the menorah. The Amri, and they'll think, Yehi the b'hai peschon layadak b'hach peschon aminayadak. They won't see menorah, they'll be chayshed him that he didn't light menorah. Well, they just like, we don't see menorah this time, Mestam is no menorah on the other side. And b'shum chshada, chazal v'masakin, that you light on both sides. Today we don't do that, even though we light by the window, we don't light by the back window also. Maybe somebody's going by the back of the house, even if you have a road in the back of your house. And the reason is, because Taisa says already, and there are more passings that way, that Bezmanenu, Dika Pesuminisis for the Nehabayas. In times of the Gemara, Dika Pesuminisis was for the people outside to see it. And Taisa says today, Dika Pesuminisis and Chutzar, Dika Pesuminisis is for the Nehabayas inside. You don't have to light so early, as long as people in the house are still up, you're lighting for people in the house, you can even light late, even 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock at night. And the Ramah does say that that's the halacha, but you should still light like this man of the Gemara, you should still light from Shkia, you should still light early. But Al-Kaponim, in the times of the Gemara, that was the halacha that you had there, because of Chshada, you had a light on both sides of the house, on both sides of the Chatzah.
But he doesn't know the guy has another book.
Even if he knows, I mean, that's not the Gemara. Zin the machavi b'hai, b'lei machavi b'hai.
On the window, by the door.
Yeah. But we don't light by the door anyway. We light by the window. I'm just saying that.
By the window, so you know that he has another window. Mm-hmm. You know that he has another window. It's my name. If somebody has two doors, they still lose their position.
They do?
Yeah, so
some people know this a lot, right? They light by every door, on both sides. Right. But this din of chshada remains. It's halacha.
Everybody knows you have other windows, so it's not a gay. Over there, because the guy doesn't think he has another door.
Okay. Well, that's the Rosh Hashanah is the army kihechi the behaipes kliyadak bachpes chenami alav.
That's wrong.
Yes, the Rosh Hashanah. Yeah, but Agaponim, there is a halacha of chshada also that you have to light by both doors because no one should be chashi in lights. In fact, by slavi, I was like, why? How could the halacha be kafse in zakukla? If it goes out and somebody walks by. In Chashad Magdalen Mizu, there'll be Chayshadim also. That, what's the difference? If Chazar were worried about Chashad, they should be worried about by Kafs also. If the light went out, the candle went out, that people would be Chayshad that didn't light. And it's an Allah, and Shechnach, he passed like a Chizda, the Kafs in Zakhla, and Shechnach also passed in Zmikadin, that you have to light by both sides of the house, both sides of the Chatzah, both sides of the house. It's a big derech to say that maybe the chshada of you could answer maybe the case of chshada of two doors is talking about someone was there the entire time. In case somebody was outside your house from the beginning of shkia till the end of shkia till the end of atzichah regel munashuk, he'll be chayshed and you won't have that problem with kafsa zakukla because he was there from the beginning to the end. He saw what happened. He saw you. He saw what went out. But that's a big derech. That's not mustaber. Pashtus means just as somebody's walking by. And by two doors of the house, we're chayshed. So, effectively, slave, we won't be chayshed by kafsa zakukla. I actually was thinking the kasha should be the other way, maybe. if the halacha is kafsa ein zakakla, so why is the chshada? If somebody walks by the house, he should think, and he sees them there, he should be chay, he should think, oh, mastam he learned, mastam he went out. And kafsa ein zakakla.
And if he knows that he has two doors, why does he think that he doesn't try any other door?
That's the Gemara.
I'm saying it's the same thing.
He'll think that there wasn't custom.
No, we know there is two doors.
Okay, this is where basically it's the kasha. If there's such a thing as a chshada, we once spoke about this. It was 2 years ago, 3 years ago, that we spoke about that one thing in the Hopshan, the Gemara over there. It was based on the kasha. That it's all because of Suminisa. The whole thing of Chshada is because of Suminisa. Suminisa is Machayev, that you should be fastened the nest in a way that it's clear and no one is Chayshed you, that you weren't, that there was no Menorah. So far, but Al Kaponim, this is basically Levi's Kasha. If it's a din of Chshada, then what's the Kavsa Ein Zakakla? Why don't you have to lie again? You have a problem with Chshada, maybe you should be Chayshed. So basically, Levi's saying, Moedig Chidah, she wants to say the Enech Nami. The Kofsa in Zakukla is only telling you that for the Ikka mitzvah, Ne'er Chanukah, you don't have to light again. The Ikka mitzvah, you yaitza. But because of Shadda, you tak have to light again. You will have to, even though we pass the Kofsa in Zakukla, you will have to light again because of this other reason of Shadda. And the Beis Halevi explains that there's nafkamina. There's nafkamina between what the reason why you're lighting. If you're lighting because of the Ikka din, or if you're lighting because of Shadda. It says like this. He says, if you hold Kofsa Zakukla, that if it goes out, you have to light again. The Pshad is that you want your to the mitzvah until it's lit the entire time. That when you light in the beginning, your chiyuv and your mitzvah is to make sure it's lit from the beginning of shkia until achtich regel min hashoken, the entire time. And if it goes out, you want your to the mitzvah, you have to light it again. That would be the ikka chiyuv. And the nafkamina would be, in case you see it's about to go out, let's say you see the ner, there's a delicate things, these lights, you know, any little thing can make it go out, and if you see it starting to go out, you can be misakin, and you can fix the wick a little bit and make sure it doesn't go out, you're mechuyav to do that. You're mechuyav to make sure it doesn't go out, because if it goes out, even for a few seconds, you're about the mitzvah that time. Your mitzvah is should be lit the entire time. But if you hold kafsa ein zakakla, that means that the ikka mitzvah you yotze by lighting in the beginning. The whole mitzvah was light in the beginning in a way that it should last the whole zman, the whole half hour. And even though, like we said, there's a delicate thing and a little something goes wrong, if it goes out, you yotze your mitzvah, because you lit it in the beginning. And the only reason to light again is because of chshada. So if it's a chshada, then you only chayv to light again if it goes out. If it goes out, you'll be mechuyv to light again because of chshada. But if you see it's about to go out, you don't have to fix it. That's nafkamina. You don't have to worry about it being out for a few seconds. In case you see it's about to go out, you won't fix it because the ikka mitzvah. What?
You have to make a bracha also. If you don't cost yourself, you have to make a bracha.
Another bracha? Well, I guess you send me from your first bracha.
Why? If you say you weren't yotze without locking.
You were yotze entirely. I mean, yeah, that was part of your mitzvah. This part of your mitzvah. Your mitzvah from beginning to end.
But you didn't know. It's posh that you don't make another
one. I don't know. I think so.
You see from the basic language, because otherwise.
Right, he would have said that after me. But this is just for me. He wants to say, if you see it's about to go out, if you chiyuv is your ikka mitzvah, you hold kafsa zakakla, so then you have to make sure it doesn't go out. You have to make sure it doesn't go out. But if you hold chiyuv is achshada, then it's about, even if you see it's about to go out, you don't have to be misakin, you have to fix it, because you did your mitzvah, and there's no chshada yet, and there's no chshada until it goes out. Now, I don't really understand the teretz. Because even if it's achshada, you should want to make sure it doesn't go out for 1 second or for a few seconds. There'll be chshada that time. Maybe you should be, maybe even achshada, if you see it's going to go out, you have to be misakin, you have to try to fix it. What?
Didn't happen yet.
That's his story. You understand his story. It didn't happen yet. You don't. Not mechuyav achshada.
Mitzvah avos is to keep your avos sustained. That's his whole point. No? Your mitzvah is to make the avos from the start to the end. That's, you have to have a continuous input to keep it going. Achshada is when something happens. You have to make it correct.
You understand the basically as long as I don't understand it fully, but okay. You understand that? That's what he's saying. He's saying that that's not going to mean that. Achshada is only if it goes out and it's achshada. That's when you're mechuyev. And the whole, that'll be the nafkamina. Really, even your whole kafsa, ein zakakla, that just means the ikkabis, you don't have to light again. But you do have to light again for chshada. The nafkamina is, if you see it about to go out, you have to fix it. If it's also the mitzvah, you have to fix it. If it's also chshada, you don't have to fix it. But the Beis Halevi himself says it's merdeg chiddush to go say that even though we passed in kafsa ein zakakla, but really you do have to light it again because of chshada. And it's the steam is a poiskim, it's not mashed that way. It's a kasha on all the poiskim. Why doesn't anybody say this? How else do you learn these two Gemaras? I mean, the Gemara is more the Gemara. If you have a din of Chshodo that you move to land on both sides of the house, why should not be a din of Chshodo Kafsa and Zakla? But that's the way it's Levi. On the Yikid din of Kafsa and Zakla.
Yeah, I don't think it's a Levi. Oh, gosh. Chshodo, they're Masakin like that. They should do two.
So why would they miss out on Masakin to worry about Kafsa and Zakla?
They have to worry about every time that it's Chshodo that you have to do things. They're Masakin by two Pesachin that you should do.
And why would they miss out on the one Pesach for Kafsa?
Because you did your mitzvah. They weren't. They were made because of Shabbat, they didn't make it more mitzvahs. Over here, the Pshat is that Bishum Chashabbat, the Iket HaKonah was to do the two Pesachim. But over here, you did your mitzvah, Bishum Chashabbat, because I have to worry about what people are going to think. That's not the word. The word is that that's the way they were sacking the mitzvah. When you have two Pesachim, to do it too.
I mean, the terrorist, the slave of the Shkhatan, he held it with a kasha. He said his chiddush. On the Iket Din of Kaf Sein Zakaklov, there's a Shukum Nei Sascha, my Megim Lois Yiralev. That he tells his Zaymer on the Ekka Alocha, what's the Takab Shah, the Chazal was so maple, and this din of Kof Sein Zakakla, that you don't have to light again. We understand the Lomdus Shabbat, the Lomdus says we yet see Mitzvah already, but from this again, what's the fact the whole Mitzvah is Pesume Nisa, what's the reason the Chazal was so maple, and they said, Kof Sein Zakakla, why weren't Chazal Machayev us, if the neck goes out, to light it again? What's the reason? So the Nisas wants to say a Torah, it's that Yidua, that Nech Hanukkah, Befrat, is Meramaz on the Torah. The pasuk says, "Kinei mitzvah Torah, all are is marmas on the Torah, and befrat nechanukah state is marmas on the Torah." So he wants to say that this din of the Chazal put a halacha of kafsein zakkla comes to be marmas on one of the special mayimas of chachmas Torah. We find lahavdil by all of the chachmas oilam. If a person works on chachmas oilam, he does research for years. He's read, and after the end comes out, doesn't work. It was a mistake. Maybe the whole premise was wrong. Something that doesn't work. He comes out with nothing. And all his time that he spent on researching this Indian in math and science, whatever it was a waste of time. It was a vatal. But Torah is not that way. Torah state the Pasuk Mishli says, Ba'avosa tishka tamid. He quotes this Pasuk, even though Pasuk means something else. But he says, when you're oisik in Torah Lashma, even if you're not mechaven to the right halacha, he brings down the Lashon, I think it's Zerika, the Shachazal, Kutcha Birchu Chodi Bepul Noi Reise. The Ibishta is Chodi, is Kiviyachul Feitzach, is happy, is joyous with Pepul Noi Reise. People are learning his Torah, are being followed on Torah. Even if you're not Mechavan Emes, Vashtetzach, if you're Mechavan El Emes, and you come out with the Halachul Meisa, that's a higher, more Chashul Madrega of Torah. But even if you make a mistake, and you're learning, and you're harving, and you're working on a shtickle for your Chavusa for days and days, then you come out, and you realize, you know something, it doesn't stim, it's not Pshat. It's not the pshat that you wasted your time chas shalom. That was Torah, and that's what Chazal Ram is. With kofsa in zakkul, even if it goes out, it's still Torah. It's still Torah. And Meisachcha wants to be moisif that Babel Zeh's lashon is after shlitis of Malchus Yavan, after the Yavanim, we find that more than ever it was when the Strabe Machloikus in Tanoim and later by Amroim, we find that it came with the Masad Mishnayis. Every Mishnah has a Machloikus, and the Shas did say the Machloikus in. So what's Pshat? So the Bnei Sach Sukham is Hashem who says this. It's all from Hashem. That the Shmigan Machayk to teach you this. That the chil between Zoshin is being Chochmas Atayr and Chochmas Achitzayni is a philosophy of Hayivonis. The difference between that Shad Tayr a Kol Hayga Bav Oisik Ba a feeling like even a Salacha Yiratzim of Nei Hashem Mashen came Bishari Chochmas. That's what Machayk Sin comes to teach you. We still Machshiv the Mandam. We don't pass like and we learn and we harp on it. Because even though it's not in the Halacha, but it's all part of Tayr. I was thinking maybe to be merciful with. On this, what the Bnei Sosch says, Meis Hashem Hoyse Zois, that there's so many machoikas in the Mishnayis and Shas and later in Mishainim, that I think the Pshad is because when there's a machoikas, when there's another tzad, it gives you more habana in this tzad. You understand better, if you learn just the Rashba's Pshad in the Gemara, you'll understand it even better if you see there's another way to learn the Gemara, but no, the Rashba doesn't learn that way. It gives you more habana in that. And the Moshul, by
Yevit.
There's something wrong. They're not in the same union because there's no other side.
Because it doesn't come up to
Kofu. Right. Okay, good. And who understands the sugi better? Kivegu, who blabs to Achiyin, that he doesn't understand the Gemara, or Pashur Yid, who knows the Gemara, he has no kashas, nothing bothers him, he understands very good. Pashtetzach, understanding the kasha is a higher madrega of one. If you understand even the teretz, then it's the right teretz, maybe it's even higher madrega. But when you understand the kasha, you're in a higher madriga than the person that got the gemara. Everything's fine. You didn't even see anything wrong with it. The same thing when you learn the machoikas, when you see there is another side, it makes you understand this stuff better. That could be also part of it. Meis Hashem, Meis Zayis, that way. That Torah is given that, and now we have so many machoikas. It's another gemara. Another Gemara in the Sugi of Chanukah in Shabbos, Taf Chav Gimel Melach, the famous Gemara says that the first day Chanukah, Malik Mavarach Shalosh Brachos, and the Baroyah Mavarach Shtayim. The first time that's Malik Ne Chanukah, he makes three brachos, Hag Ne Shechanukah, the Bechus HaMitzvah, Bechus HaShasa Nisim HaVisenu, and the Shechianu. And Haroyah means someone that never has no house. He's homeless, he has no home, he's not lying in Ne Chanukah. But he still has to make two brachas. He doesn't make the bracha of the Hag Nesha Chanukah, but when he sees a menorah, when he's walking in the street and he sees a Ner Chanukah, he makes the bracha of Shasa Nisim HaVisenu Shechianu. And the second day is there's no more Shechianu, so the Madlik makes two brachas, Hag Nesha Chanukah and Shasa Nisim, and Haroya, every day when he sees the menorah, he makes the bracha of Shasa Nisim. Shasa Nisim is Lav Dafka online the menorah. The bracha of Shasa Nisim you can make just by seeing the menorah. So there's a shayla. What about if someone doesn't see the ikka Ner Chanukah? He just sees the Ner Chanukah of the chshada, like we said the gemara before. Let's say somebody lit on both sides of his house, on both sides of his chatzah. The first side that he lights, that's the ikka mitzvah. The second side, he's only lighting from chshada. Now there's a roya, a person who has no house, and he wants to make a birchas roya, and he sees the other side, the side that was lit because of chshada. Can he make a shasanism on that, or a shasanism only on the ikka Ner Chanukah, not what the guy lit for chshada? So I saw in the Halicha Shleima, it's a leak of the Pesachim from Shem Zalman Erbach, and the Chelag Moedim on Chanukah per Gizayim Esbeis, they say that they have a tshuva ksav yad, the Shem Zalman just writes to the Poshut that even on the Ner that was lit for Chshad, you can make a Birchus Haroya. And the Goyis over there, they bring down a more practical Shaila, well, maybe Haroya is not so practical, but another Shaila, what about the Ner of Mahadrin? When we light, we know the first Ner, let's say the second or third night, the first Ner is the Ikka Mitzvah, the second and third is only Mahadran. So what if a Roya, somebody walks by and the first Ner went out already, and all he sees is the second and third, the Mahadran. Can he make the Birchus HaRoya, Shasa Nisim? Hashem Zaman says in that also, yes, he could. And he says it for Davar Poshut, but to me, I think it's a Shein HaChakir, I think it's a very nice Shtaka HaChakir. Maybe Birchus HaRoya only goes on the Ikka Mitzvah, not on the Ner of Mahadran. I mean, you can't make a Birchus HaRoya if you see Shabbos Licht, the EPS boy, or Yotzeit Licht, or any other light. You can only make Birchus HaRoya when you see a Ner Chanukah. And it's sad to say that the bracha goes on the Ikka Mitzvah, not when there's only the Mahadran. The first Ner went out already, and you're only left with the Ner of Mahadran. Maybe this is hard to say. You can't make a Birchus HaRoya on that. But
it's not Sachinah for the same mitzvah.
I mean, Mahadran, well, that's really his big tire on that, how that works. Yeah, Mahadran becomes part of the same. It's, we spoke about this once, it was Gerov, right? But my sister, Shem Zalman
has.
Ashada also? Yeah,
he's a. Yeah, because he's nailing on the Ikatakana, what they should be to. On the Beisalev is Chashada, he's
a Chanak to
the
name. Oh, relighting the Kavzaka, what about that? That's also what about the Beisalev is Chashada? Kavz went out, but now the Chiv, you only lighting again because of Chashada.
Yeah, what it is.
Can you make a Birchus HaRoya on that?
You
don't like the Mitzvah. I think I thought it was very nice Chakir. Okay, the Zman of the Mitzvah of Ner Chanukah, the Gemara, I'm going to start with that. The Gemara says in Shabbos, Tachafan Hum Beis, Mitzvosa Meshetishka Achama, when the sun goes down, Shkiya, Ad Shetich Levegel Meneshuk, until people stop walking in the street. What's Meshetishka Achama? Is really Machagas Yishayinim. And surprisingly, Reif Paiskim hold that Tishka Chama does not mean Shkia Sechama. It means the end of Shkia. It actually means by Tzeisa Kechavim. They hold the Zman of lighting Ner Chanukah is by Tzeisa Kechavim. It's much later. It's the Tur, the Shulchan Aruch, the Bach, the Magen Avraham, the Nir Rabba, the Maim Mutcha. It's all in the Rechaim, Simen Tov Reshayim Beis. It's the Siddur der Rechaim, the Chayodon, the Ben Ishchai, and the Kiddush Shulchan Aruch, and the Aruch HaShulchan. And Reif Paiskim all hold that Zman Lachas Ner Chanukah Meshetishka Chama, the Gemara does not mean Shkia Sechama, it means the end of Shkia, when it's completely gone, when it stays like a coven ready. But there are some Paiskim, and it seems we're more like that way, that hold that Taich Meshetishka Chama means from the beginning of Shkia. So the beginning of Shkia. And some make it a subshara. Some places can say it means 15 minutes, a quarter of an hour. 15 minutes after Shkia, some say half an hour after Shkia. The minhag in Lakewood and Yeshiva is that we do Alpi Rebarim, the Yeshiva, going Rebarim, that to be comfortable, to be madlik, I think 5 o'clock?
Change.
I was forgetting. Isn't it always...
What time?
Five?
Is that a few days?
Yeah, but what is it? 5 or 5:55? But yeah, so it sounds like he's doing a half hour after Shkia, right? I think his mind was something like a half hour after Shkia. The Rif, I mean, the Rosh, said that the Shia about Shetich Vegum and Ashok is barech a half an hour. Half an hour after that, basically the streets, it's not common for people to walk around, maybe at least in the old days, but it wasn't common for people to walk around. But my kasha was that, this man about Shetich Vegum and Ashok is a Metzias. And that should not change with when the beginning's man is. The end of this man of halakas nachanaka vashtich legem neshuk. That's mitzvahs when people are outside in the street. And if the Rishayim says half an hour, but I don't understand this. Why is it always that the Rishayim that hold that this man starts from shkia, they hold tich legem neshuk is half hour after shkia, and the ones that hold that shkachama means by tzeis kachavim, they hold tich legem neshuk is half hour after tzeis kachavim. Why doesn't anyone say that the starting time shtish kachama the brayser means from Shkia, and Tichel Regel Menashuk means a half an hour after Tzeis, and the Zman Halakha should be maybe a whole hour or 72 minutes. Nobody says that. Everybody takes the half hour of Tichel Regel Menashuk according to what they hold the starting point is. If they hold the starting point is from Shkia, then Tichel Regel Menashuk is a half hour after Shkia. And if they hold the starting point is by Tzeis, it's a half hour after that. But that's what I didn't understand. I mean, the Tichel Regel Menashuk is a Metzias. That should be a certain time of the day. And why is that Dafka, maybe it'd be shame that said a half hour. What?
When it gets dark, people stop walking around.
Yeah, but everybody would go like a half an hour after dark. That's what Rishon was saying. People would walk, they didn't walk in the dark, but up to a half hour after dark, they would go out. And Mechaikis says when it was, but no one holds, it seems all the places, either they hold, it starts from Shkia and it goes a half hour after Shkia, or it starts from Seis and it goes a half hour after Seis. And nobody holds it starts from Shkia and it goes to a half hour after Seis. That you don't find. That's a bit so shred. I did see if you hold that there's man there Chanukah, and that's I saw the Sefer Degavir, that's the Minigas in Satma, that they wait, that they don't light until Tzitzah Chavim. The Shal Shuvah Tzviyo, the Satma Rebbe, Zuchin Mavracha, and the Abiyoim also, Chacham Avadya, also passing that you should light by Tzeis, you should do Tzitzah Chavim of the Rebbeinu Tam. You should wait for 72 minutes to first light Minayah. The means was a shreya because even though Rabbeinu Tam's man, it feels different, but they're talking maybe, Vadiya was talking, it's all right. But Achayrit should be subject to one on the Hakkal. It is a machoikis when Tzitzah Kachavim is, and the Raisin, like Shabbos, Mosei Shabbos, Zichah, Achayrit should be subject to Raisin Chumra. Maybe you should go on like the Rabbeinu Tam sheet, the Shulchan Aruch passes like Rabbeinu Tam. You should wait for 72 minutes before you do Malacha the Raisin. But for Inyan Rabbanon, Achayrit should be subject to one on the Hakkal. When Maisa, they say, they go l'chumim like a bein atam, even for Ner Chanukah. There's a minig to sit by the Neiris the whole time of the mitzvah. For the half hour, after you light, the minig to sit by the Neiris. It's supposed to be a big school to learn by the Neiris. Somehow I picked this up when I was young, I always tried to learn by the Neiris. You're careful, Chav HaShem, not to be nenna from the Neiris. You have a shamash, you have electric lights, but there's a minig to sit by the Neiris. And it's supposed to be a big skuma. I saw in the Nedek Avil, he brings down the mocha for this in the Shev Yaakov, one of the early achronim that a lot of halacha is based on the Shev Yaakov. If Feger quotes him, say that all the places can quote him. The Shev Yaakov is the one that says a loshen that you should look, see the nearest, the whole zman. And I think he says a loshen that it's not right, you shouldn't light and then leave your house and go out to Meir. You're supposed to stay home and light and look at the nearest. So maybe learn by the nearest, like I was saying, sit by the nearest for the whole zman. And the Nitta Gevir wants to say, according to this Achidish, he wants to say Achidish Psakalacha, that if a person's minig is always to light, let's say, like around 5 o'clock or by Shki, even earlier, but he knows that day he has to leave, he must leave. So, but if he comes back, if he lights later, he'll be able to sit by the nearest. He says, better be Mavat on your minig, don't light early, go take care what you have to take care of, come back and light later by Tzeisak Chavim, like the other Shita, and sit by the nearest. This is the nearest, could I to push it off to light even later. His lesson is push it off to the second shita and light by Tzitzis Kachavim. What about if you know you're going to be busy until 8, 9 o'clock at night? Maybe you should wait until 8, 9 o'clock at night and because again, we pass like Tosis that the Yik is pursuing this Bnei Abayis. And if your family is up, the kids are up at 8 o'clock at night, you could light then also. But that he doesn't say. So it could be that What's the Sifar in this? What is it? It seems to be a minig, and he has a mokin of Shev Yaakov. The Shev Yaakov says you should see the neirs. When you light, he says you should not, you don't leave your house. Don't light and leave your house. You should stay there and see the neirs. The whole Shev Yaakov. It's an early achrin that the other
hand
bring
there.
Look at it, look at it. You know, sit there, look at it, be in the room. You're doing Lucas light and leave me in the happy Savinisa.
I'm not talking about if it's a shame Zach, it's a Elephant Zach, the Yiddish Zach. Talking about Aloch, you're being the battle.
That's what he says. That's it. So I'm thinking he's not going to be mevatel his man entirely. Even he only says it to push it off to the tzeis man. I was asking maybe push it off even later, you know, as long as the Bnei Bayis are up. So was that right now? Because this Indian is not such a big Indian. Oh, it's just interesting. You can think of this. It's interesting what he wants to say. Well, that's the Russian Rif say, his man is half hour, and the Pesach will be half hour. I was clearing, what about if you light and I'm going to leave, let's say you're going to a Hanukkah party and there'll be a lift over there, maybe I can be Yitzhak, I'll sit over there by the lift for half an hour. Does that work? But I think the way he quotes it, and I was looking for it, I couldn't find it inside by the way, but the way he quotes the Shev Yaakov, he says that you shouldn't light and then go out to Shul for Maariv, even though by Shul and stuff they're going to have Nech Hanukkah. Maybe the Nech Hanukkah and Shul is not as chashur as Nech Hanukkah in the house, it's only a minig. But that's his... That's his psak. There's a very interesting Pima Godim, Mustaka Pima Godim, in Simon Tuf Reshayan, in the beginning in Eish Avram, he says that one of the avoidas of Hanukkah is that since the Yevonim wanted to be oiked, Gimud Vam Sharon Baiman Aleh, they wanted to be oiked, Toyer Avoid the Gemir Sadam. I'm not really 100% sure where he gets that from. I thought the Yevonim wanted to be
oiked.
Shabbos Chayyid Shmila, right? Where does he get this from? But he says that the Pima Godim says they, and others say also that they want to be like a Torah avoid the Gemir Sasadim. It says after Pima Godim, this is Loshen and Shulchan Aruch. Neize onu mechiyav mechanika. Therefore, mechiyav during the days of Hanukkah. Lumei Torah, we have to learn. Avoid the belayv zutvim. We have to avoid the. How do we do avoid the? But today's avoid is davening. Avoid the Gemir Sasadim b'momen b'gof and do tzedaka and chesed b'momen b'gof. And even though we're always mechuyev to do Torah avoiding Mir Chassadim, I think the Pima Godim means to be mechazek more during days of Chanukah. Since that's what the Yevonim wanted to be Eike, she should be mechazek even more in Torah avoiding Mir Chassadim. And then Nitta Gavil brings down the Shalach Kaddish to something similar. He compares his mashva, this Pima Godim, to a Shalach Kaddish in the end of the Yoni Tefillah. And it's a shtickle called Yechachas Musan Chanukah. Shlokah says, Yachshav, a person should think, Sheikri, the main part of Chanukah, Niskan, Lahal, Lohedis, Hashem Yisburg, to thank Hashem Yisburg, Alki, Yevonim Choshen, what the Torah mitzvahs. The Yevonim wanted to take away from us Torah mitzvahs. Vim Cain, and if so, Hayom Agadeshim Ela, the Hengagateg, the Hengagadeh of Chanukah, Ruim Vyoysanach, Smother has Torah Bashayam. It's special time, we shall learn more about Smother. During Chanukah than any other time. Kitama Torah Kenega Kulum, but by the same Harabim, Reva Oilam, Legan Ben Bittel Torah, Vahochem Achel Evel. Even in times of Shalakah, the Chanukah was the time to have a day off. The Yeshivas gave days off, and he's saying this is the opposite. Chanukah is the time to learn. It's not a time to have a day off. The Yvonne want to take away Torah. We have now, it's time to learn more. And he says, even in his days, the Mashra B'Seinu Kadmoin and Posku Yeshiva B'Yamahim, even in his days, there are voices of the Shalakah closed down the Yeshivas on Chanukah. He says, "Asu b'shvul na'am shi'achsu atamudim, mashalom d'shi'yishar b'fiim." It wasn't not to learn. They gave days off. They shechaza. They shechaza and shi'yishar b'fiim. Everything they learn. Alkin shemei yishma risoyvim ha'heim b'yeses eis v'toyv mitzvahs. Person should learn even more. It's a little funny. Like next week we're not having chabur. You know, Chanukah we're also doing that. But it seems Chanukah is time to learn. So we'll do like the Shlokar says. The ingum shechaza. The sugi stuff we learned the other weeks. No, it's not time to learn even less. And Nitika Review brings down that it's also Minhogich Samsoif, the Chanukah is time to learn more than ever. In the Jushe Yitzlach, that's from the Nidri Yehuda, he has a Sefer Tzlach on the Sechtes, and Yosef Joshua, it's called Jushe Yitzlach, Jushla Medalad for Chanukah Yistar, and he says a Penal de Gazach. He says, since the Yevonim wanted to be Oikev from us to base a Mikdash, the Potsuchem is made the night with Timuko Shmon and doing the Oikev from us to base a Mikdash. And the Renshon and the Chazdei Shemis Baruch Nasa Nesa Shashan, and we got back to Beis HaMikdash. But today, we don't have a Beis HaMikdash. So what do we have? All we have is a Mikdash Ma'at. So he said, but you should be more nizah in the Kedusha of Beis HaKnesses in days of Chanukah than any other time. He says, befrat about talking in Shul. So then you have talking in Shul, a person should be even more nizah in Chanukah. Because in Chanukah, again, was the Yevonim want to take away from us a Beis HaMikdash. And our Mikdash is the Shul, is the Batei Knesiyos, Batei Midrashos. to go talk in shul, you're doing a maisi yevani. On Chanukah, you're destroying the mikdash mat. And his loshen is even more shafa. His loshen is of the tzlach. Vim came v'yom halom with days of Chanukah. Roy nitin leiv v'sakin kol devarim hagomim l'shchinah shel tzlach mi'sol. You should be more careful to fix the things that cause the shchinah chas v'shalom to go away. That's what the Yevonim wanted to do, take away the Shekhinah. There's no base mikdash for the Shekhinah. But the Rebbein Shalom with Zachmonis, his Shimon shares, he left us over one thing. It's a pasuk. He gave us Bate Knesis, a shul. That's where the Shekhinah is. And anyone that speaks in Shul talks to Vichal. There's no bigger Moibah Malchus than talking in Shul. You hear this? You're Metamei the Avi HaKadosh of the Beis Knesset. Dugmas HaYavonim Shetum HaMizbech. You're doing a Maisi Yavoni, but the Yavonim are Metamei the Mizbech. A person talks in Shul is Metamei the Avi of the Shul. And then he says, listen to this. Gizem Maim Etzeinam Behechol. When you talk in shul, it's like you're putting a tzeinom. Achmon, you're putting a getchik in shul. Ki b'chol aveir nasis klipa v'ruach atuma. Because every aveir and talking shul makes a klipa. But when you say in the rabbin, it's pirates of love void. It's a shtakat chachas musa, so the aveir should be extra careful during Chanukah, not to chashom say dvam b'tengom in shul. A few more things, but we'll leave it. Okay.
All right.